Tens of thousands are still without heat in their homes in Tennessee and Mississippi 1 week after an ice storm hit the South. Power outages have presented challenges for work and life for people in Nashville, yet the honky-tonks of the city's Lower Broadway played on. Justin Barney has the story.
One place that's had power all week is Nashville's iconic honky-tonk district, Lower Broadway. The neon lights of Kid Rock's Honky Tonk and Tootsie's stayed on because the power lines are buried underground, safe from ice. As Broadway has grown as a tourist destination, more locals work on Broadway, but less locals hang out there. Though, Robert's Western World bartender Conway Dickinson, a.k.a. Cadillac Conway, noted a different crowd this week.
We had a lot of local people in here whose power's out, and we're glad that we were open, and the heat was on, and we're serving warm bologna sandwiches.
That's because locals took up the rooms usually booked by tourists downtown.
It's just been a lot of people from the areas where they're out of power. They're in these hotels.
That's Dieter Brennan, a bouncer at Alan Jackson's Good Time Bar, across the street from where Paige Cross works.
It's cool to kind of see the people that we live around out here.
There's still a lot of tourists.
We're from Chicago.
West Texas.
Oregon.
Iowa.
London in the UK.
Just north of Anchorage, Alaska.
They help keep the music economy going through this tough time for Nashville. Scott Boyes, a syrup harvester from Vermont, was committed to this trip.
We had too much invested to say, let's just turn around and go back home, right? It's like, we've weathered the storms in Vermont. So it's like, we're gonna take Nashville in the weather. It is what it is, you know?
Tourists and locals were going out of their way to support those working on Lower Broadway, says musician Matt Berninger.
People were so happy to be out of the house, man. And there's a lot of people that just, they didn't cancel their flights. So they came here and they absolutely had a blast, man. Like, we're tipping the bands extra. That's what they said.
Walking downtown was legendary mandolin player Sam Bush. He also lost power.
The people that come here help those of us that play music make a living.
Right
on. So thanks for coming to Nashville.
He was grateful to see Lower Broadway beating on through the storm. For NPR News, I'm Justin Barney in Nashville.
Well, I met her at the Mercado. She was buying avocado. Man, she really turned me on. She reached for my pepper, and I grabbed.